Sex and happiness both enrich our lives, yet it's surprising how few people can honestly say that they enjoy regular and fulfilling sex or describe themselves and their lives as happy. Host Lori Handlers helps you to experience real intimacy and happiness. You'll laugh a little, learn a little, and we hope put a smile on your face and a smile in your life. Now here's Lori.
Hi, everybody. This is Lori Handlers, and you're listening to another episode of Sex and Happiness, a show about sex and happiness, and particularly your sex and your happiness. And you know how I feel about it. One goes with the other. I just actually made a video for this very person that I'm going to be interviewing today, and in it I say, I don't understand how you can be happy if you're not sexy, and I don't understand how you can be sexy if you're not happy. They go hand in hand. So today is another show about that, about how we are going to spread this throughout the world and how we increase sexiness and happiness together. So let me tell you a little bit about my guest. His passion is to help call forth our human potential and our soul. His weave brings together more than 19 years of tantra teacher's sex experience, which I love that word, teacher's sex experience, in techniques, practices, and information from the cutting edge of neuroscience, tantra, biodanza, shamanic and energy work, integral theory, and Taoist practices to create a spirituality that is rooted in the body. His evolutionary approach is to work on all lines, levels, states, and parts of ourselves in bringing forth our fullest potential. As a festival organizer, he's created international tantra festivals in both India and California, as well as dance and biodanza festivals in both Ibiza and Delhi. Ibiza is in Spain, in case you don't know that, because some people say Ibiza. He is also a regional organizer and faculty member of ISTA, the International School of Temple Arts, which so am I. So I want to welcome to the show James Stevenson. James, it's a pleasure to have you on Sex and Happiness.
Thanks, Laurie. It's great to be here.
Yeah, it's wonderful to have you. So a couple things. Just in the introduction, there's a lot of stuff that your bio says that some people might not know what it is. So let's just define a few things. First of all, I love your technology or your term, teacher sexperience. What is that? How did you make that up?
Well, Laurie, I think you just made that up.
Oh.
I was laughing as you said that. I think that was a tantra teacher experience.
Oh, there's an S in there. So it reads teacher sex experience. You'll have to look at that. It's really cool. I think you should coin that.
I think you're just letting things emerge from the void, and that's what wants to come through. So let's go with that.
That's great. And a lot of people, including myself, don't know exactly what biodanza is. Yeah. I mean, I met a lot of biodanza people, but I don't know what it is. I know what the five rhythms is.
Well, it's a difficult thing to explain as a biodanza teacher because it encompasses so many things. It comes from South America. It was a anthropological psychiatrist who created it, and he was working to develop human potential. So his thing is bringing archetypal dances from so many tribes and so many vehicles of human expression and seeing how this can help grow our potential all the way from the genetic level. So it uses dance, it uses music to permeate into the soul, but it's working in a really deep way and a really scientific way as well, which I love.
Wow, it sounds terrific. I'm going to have to go to something now. I think maybe I'll have an opportunity at the California Tantra Festival.
Have it there.
Plug. Okay, so we'll talk about that in a minute, but I think I'll have to come to a biodanza thing because it sounds incredible and it sounds like something right up my alley. So it's great. Let me see if there's anything else I want to ask you about. Not so much. I mean, if people don't know, well, maybe let's talk a little bit about integral theory. Is that like Ken Wilber?
That's Ken Wilber. Yeah, he was the guy that was really the head of all that. But it's also going back from many different philosophies that came before, like Aurobindo was an amazing integral teacher in India. And it's the basis of Tantra, really. Tantra is an integral system. It tries to bring together the disparate parts of ourselves. It brings together consciousness. It brings together life as we know it as well, and mixes the two of them. So,
and body, mind, and spirit, like all the thing, like all the pieces that that religion and that governments have tried to separate, like try and make our mind the only thing that's valuable, and our body the place where sin happens. So Tantra, you're right, and integral theory try to put us back together in one piece, like Humpty Dumpty.
Yeah.
So that's good. All right. So let's talk a little bit about what it is you're trying. With all this, you know, these things in terms of your bio, what is it you're trying to bring about in the world, and how are you going about it in terms of Tantra and spirituality? I mean, to me, before I met you, you were spoken about to me as one of the top organizers of Tantra events in the world. And so obviously you have a passion. So let's talk about the root of the passion of Tantra and spirituality a little bit. What can you tell us about it?
Well, I think in a way my journey into that is to understand myself. I think it always comes from that thing. And I was never a person to subscribe to one philosophy or one tradition or path. I seem to be one of these people that was just interested in everything and could see the ways that all these different things connected as well. So I think it's been my kind of strange attempts to to integrate myself and to understand myself has been that motivating drive to bring these festivals and these things that bring people together, different teachers, and seeing how they can mix, you know, just throw a whole bunch of different Tantra teachers with their different egos and the different personalities into a place and get them to work together and see what emerges out of that. And what emerges is incredible growth, actually, that people have to surrender themselves to open their minds, open what they think is true already and their ideas about the world. And a symphony begins to happen, a kind of a melting pot where new things start to bubble up and new things start to emerge. So maybe it comes from my morbid curiosity as to what these new things might be.
Well, you know, I mean, this is, it's like a synergy or a synthesis that you're talking about, because I mean, I've experienced that in the past 2 years, just being a member of the ISTA faculty and now being a lead on ISTA and surrendering my ego to other people's teachings, to me thinking, oh, mine was the best, and then coming out to find out that no, really the synergy that got put together of the ISTA training is really more powerful than what I brought. And then I can bring my stuff into it and put it in, so make a mark with it, and then I find that we all share things. So every time I lead with somebody else, I learn from them and they learn from me, and we come out bigger, we come out better, we come out with more groundedness. So what you're saying is really true. That's why I'm looking forward to the festivals that you've organized that I'm going to be part of, because who knows who you're going to pair me up with? I have no idea. And I'm excited about it because I've learned to like put my ego aside and just say, you know, I always look at the ego as pissing on a fire hydrant, you know, and I don't need to piss on the fire hydrant. I just don't. I already know who I am. I'm grounded in who I am. I don't need outside approval. So if somebody says something or wants to do something, I'll go along with it and I'll just kind of like put in my stuff when needed, or just sit back and only comment when a comment that I have is necessary.
And that's why I'm inviting you just into everything I do, Laurie, because I love that approach.
I mean, really, you know, when I, just to take it a step further, when I first did the ISTA training as a participant, the leaders were shocked that I didn't act all, know it all and try to be huffy, you know, I guess that's the best word to say about various things they were doing, and try to, you know, insert myself and make something wrong to make myself right. And they just said, wow, you were just such a good participant. And I said, yeah, I wanted to get the whole scoop. I wanted to get everything that you had and then see how it worked inside my body.
That's fantastic.
You know, anyway, it's been told to me that I was a very good participant. So I love what you're doing. I love that you're here's what I see you as. I see you as a blender, you know, like one of those Vitamix blenders. One of those really powerful ones that people spend a lot of money on and they throw everything in. And then the blend comes out like super full of nutrients and full of vitamins and things that people really need. And nobody knew how it was going to turn out.
That's it. I think you've got it completely right. I think that is my job, is to make these incredible things. So the only problem is trying to wash me at the end of it all.
What do you mean? What does that mean, what you just said?
But I like this. I like this approach, and I think it comes from me because I'm fascinated by evolution. And that's what I see as the step that's happening on the planet just now, is evolution. At some point, it becomes more interesting what is emerging onto the planet and through you than your own personal striving to gain the things you think you need to get in order to be loved, which is what I'm hearing from where you are. And I love these analogies of evolution, because there's all these ideas of it's about competition and survival of the fittest. If you really look into evolution and what Darwin was saying, the major leaps happen when people begin to cooperate, when single cells start to come together and form mitochondria, and the organs of the body work in cooperation to create a human living organism. So these kind of leaps of people coming together and communicating and moving through the individual separation of our smaller cells is what's going to emerge in the planet, is the consciousness of the species. Mm. And we start becoming the organs of that as individuals, but we're some part of something bigger. And so that then becomes the drive. It no longer becomes the individual ego drive. The drive starts to become this thing, what can we do together, and what we can do together, and what we can, the wisdom of that is just incredible.
Beautiful, beautiful. So well said. Well, this is a really good point to take a break. So we're going to have a short break here. And I want to address a little bit more about what you just said about competition versus cooperation. I think it's really important. And then we'll talk about the transpersonal when we come back. So if you just tuned in, you're listening to Sex and Happiness. I'm Laurie Handlers. And today I'm interviewing James Stevenson. And James is a passionate person who blends not only a bunch of different techniques and studies to come out with his kind of view of Tantra and spirituality, but he also blends together people and egos and big teachers who have big egos, and he blends them together and he makes them cooperate in a beautiful and sensitive and what he's talking about, the edge of consciousness way. And so that's what we're talking about today. And it's a high order conversation. So hopefully you're at the edge of your chair. And if you're not, get there, because we'll be right back. My question for people right now is, if you're a woman,
who could use a little zest and zing in your arousal response. Or maybe you know women or a woman who could use this, because many women say that their feelings of desire, arousal, and sexual satisfaction don't happen as naturally or as often as they'd like. So I want to tell you about Zestra, because Zestra was developed to meet this much-needed option for women. Zestra is safe and a patented blend of botanical oils and extracts, and it's created to help women have increased sexual sensations. Zestra comes in convenient single-dose personal packets. Each packet keeps the essential arousal oils and extracts free, fresh, and safe from light. And with application of Zestra, it starts to work within 3 to 5 minutes. And at about 10 minutes, there's something called the Zestra Rush. And that can last up to about 45 minutes. The great news is that Zestra can be used as frequently as you like during each sexual experience. Now, I'm somebody who believes that all women deserve sexual satisfaction. That's why I do this show, in case you hadn't noticed. So I believe that men and women deserve sexual satisfaction. So if you're a woman who isn't getting that kind of arousal response that you want, please call 877-426-8047. That's 877-426-8047. And please remember to say you heard about Zestra from Laurie Handlers on the Sex and Happiness Show.
Are you wondering what book to read to jumpstart your life, get the best from relationships, attain the deepest feelings of intimacy? Do you want the best sex along with great happiness? Get your copy of Sex and Happiness, The Tantric Laws of Intimacy by Laurie Handlers right now. You'll learn how to make love in the unknown, take the performance anxiety and reaching a goal out of sex. You'll learn subtle ways of communication and really important practices to empower you when dealing with an intimate partner. You'll let go of blame and struggle. Doesn't this sound great? Sex and Happiness puts the innocence back into sex and gives Tantra the respect it deserves. Take charge of your life, physically, emotionally, and spiritually with Sex and Happiness by Laurie Handlers, only $19.99 paperback and $14.99 ebook. Order your copy today by going to butterflyworkshops.com. That's butterflyworkshops.com for your copy of Sex and Happiness.
I want to talk to you about the craziest and most inventive sex toy or sex enhancement that I've come upon in a long time. It's called Love Rider, L-U-V-R-Y-D-R. That's L-U-V-R-Y-D-R, Love Rider. So I know the couple that invented it. They never intended to invent it. They stumbled upon it. And isn't that how most things go in life? The subtitle to Love Rider is Grab the Bar and Ride Your Lover Wild. And I want to tell you that I've had multiple experiences with Love Rider. I've taken it all around the world, and I've had lovers experience it. I've given it to them overnight and told them to come back and tell me their experience with it, and every one of them comes back with a raving report. It's a harness that the person receiving puts around their shoulders, either forwards or backwards, whatever. It depends on what position you want to use the Love Rider in. And the person who's giving, the penetrator, takes the handlebar like they're riding a horse, and they lean back and they get amazing angles of penetration from using this device. It's hard to describe, but I want to encourage you to go there and look it up. Listen, my lover gave it a 5.5 stars out of 5. That's all I got to say. So go to loverider.com and look for this beautiful invention, and you can use my name if you call them, or you can use my code Butterfly Workshops, letting them know that you heard about Love Rider through me. That's loverider.com, L-U-V-R-Y-D-R. We're back with Sex and Happiness, and I'm Laurie Handlers, and today I'm interviewing James Stevenson. And James really has a passion for creating festivals. He's a festival organizer extraordinaire who arranges festivals around the world having to do with Tantra and Biodanza and people of international stature coming together to form alliances and cooperate. And that's, I mean, that's a big job. So James, when we left off, we were talking about that. And I want to tell you, when I first started teaching Tantra, which is about 20 years ago, maybe a little bit more, everybody was in competition. Like nobody, no one talked to each other. If you were in one school, you didn't talk to somebody from the other school. Anybody who crossed over was, it was just horrendous. And then I remember coming to the UK for the first time. So that was in America, in the United States. Anyway, and then I remember coming to the UK and being on a panel with a whole bunch of UK teachers, Tantra teachers, and I don't know, somewhere in the early 2000s, maybe 2004. And that was an extremely competitive experience. And it just seemed like we were all going to keep duking it out. then, you know, it was just like every conference, everybody, you know, had a pissing contest. It was like that. It was really like that. Like the people in England were like, why are you coming here? And, but I felt to come there. And then things changed. Things have changed in the past 10 years, probably because of Baba Dez forming ISTA and wanting to bring as many teachers together as possible. And it's changed my life. Teaching with others and cooperating with others is such a relief. And having organizers who organize all this is such a relief. It's just like, wow, I'm not alone anymore. And I don't have to fight anything. and so now joining you in festivals and being teamed up with people I don't even know. I don't even know who it's going to be. I'm going to be surprised. Like, you're like a genius.
a genius or a devil, one of the two.
Can you tell a little bit about like two people who are like famous teachers that teamed up because of you and something that was the outcome? Or, you know, talk a little bit about the history of how you've been doing this and what came out of it. What were some of the actual concrete creations?
Yeah, okay. So, I completely agree with what you were saying before, and I think we are finding maturity within the Tantra scene, and it's incredible how Tantra is this force of all embracing, you know, including so much of life and being able to love every separate part. And but we don't embrace other Tantra schools, as you say. We go into this competition. So really, I think this is the next level for Tantra emerging on the planet. Now in its newer forms is that all inclusiveness that we can see and recognize and honor the truths that are out there, and that so many different people have key parts of that. It's like a puzzle that we're putting together and learning from. So hopefully we're moving through those ego days.
I mean, you know, I came up in the Ipsilu Tantra school, but I don't identify that as my lineage. Like, I left in a huff. But I know that in the Ipsilu Tantra school, like, we didn't appreciate source Tantra, and we didn't appreciate sky dancing Tantra, and we didn't appreciate, you know, it was all based on my teacher being uptight about those other people. And then a friend of mine sent me to see Dez in probably 2003 or something, 2002 in Philadelphia. And I remember thinking, God, this guy's in his head. I'm going to sleep here. You know, like, I couldn't get it. I couldn't get what Dez was talking about. Like, I just, you know, it was too talky for me. I wanted like more action. And then seeing him now, you know, teach now, and I've experienced Source Tantra. I've experienced Charles's work, and I've experienced Sky Dancing Tantra from Crystal Dawn Mars, who I adore, and I co-teach with her. So, and then also I've just taught with Elaine Young. You know, I co-led with Elaine Young in the UK, and we were in Ireland, and she came from all kinds of schools.
Yeah.
And, wow, what a refreshing break to have all this, you know, and then we were, you and I were just in Ibiza and we were at the level two ISTA training with Bruce Lyons. And that was a whole other, that brought us to the transpersonal. So I think let's talk about transpersonal a little bit, because transpersonal is the next level. It's not taking things personally, and it's going out of the competition and out of the me, small me, mine. This is mine. This is my turf. Don't come near me. And actually, that's what all of us, I think, are teaching people on this planet, to take themselves a little more lightly, integrate themselves, you know, be self-sovereign. And then we move into another level, which is, and we, the teachers, have to embody it.
Yeah. And it's exciting because, I mean, it's basically a growth of the ego. And that's what we've been describing, is how the ego kind of gets attached to a particular identity. And it expands in systems like spiral dynamics or kind of integral theory as well. They have these beautiful kind of diagrams of how things evolve, and they evolve in a spiral. They widen as time goes on. And it's a journey of the self. It's a journey of the ego. It's not that the ego disappears, but we get the beautiful thing of being able to incorporate more and more into our ego, more of the world. So we start as a young child, kind of identified tightly with our body and our self, and that grows into our family and our tribe and the people that like the same music as us when we were teenagers. And maybe people have the same interests, you know, other tantra teachers. But as time goes on, it just widens more and more to include more of the world, more of different races, different nationalities. We grow beyond just our country and fighting for our country, and we start to identify with this whole human race. So the beautiful thing in the transpersonal is that you're not losing anything, you're gaining. The ego is actually becoming, be able to be this wide that I'm in a room here with Laurie Handlers, and we're one and the same. We're that same movement of life and love and consciousness playing out in this particular moment. How cool is that?
It's great. It's really great. Now, how do we bring that to the politicians and the idiots, that, you know, especially in my country, the idiots who are running, you know, the idea that Donald Trump could become president of the United States, how could we rattle that cage? You know, I'd love to rattle that cage.
Well, this is the outcome of 3 billion years of evolution, you know, like atoms colliding together, animals, you know, fish crawling onto the land, for this guy to start building walls. And
that's crazy. It's really crazy.
I think, you know, the thing I see about this is the motivation behind us. We're like, why we're doing things. And for most people, in some unconscious level, because we don't feel we're good enough, we don't feel loved enough. And so it drives us to try and prove to ourselves and the world that we are these incredible things. This is the driving force of the ego. And one of the problems so far is that the people who aren't caught up in this big kind of driving force of not feeling good enough, of needing to prove themselves, are not the ones taking power, because they don't have that same need to strive for it. So we end up with leaders who are completely immature. They're not reflecting the majority of people and where their consciousness is at, but they're the ones that have pushed for power, and it's the game. So what begins to happen at the integral level of consciousness, and I love this change, is that we stop being motivated by fear, which is what's motivating the ego up to that point, to survive, to prove itself. And we start being motivated by love. So my inspiration is that actually when we get people really embodying this, integrating themselves enough, loving themselves enough, that the motivation to take these positions of power starts to come from love. And I don't know how long that's going to take to trickle through to our world leaders, but when we can do that on a small stage in powerful gatherings such as festivals, in trainings, in things where people are coming to these spaces, it's like an energetic field opens up, and there's so much transformation, there's so much things want to move between us. Like our instincts are calling us out to connect and to grow if we just stop and listen to them and breathe and allow that to happen. So all we're doing as teachers, in a way, I think, we're not teaching people anything. We're just allowing their natural selves an environment where it can finally relax and it can begin to emerge, because it's what people want. Mm. You don't want to be slaving away for some asshole who's...
Yeah, they don't. They don't want to just gather a bunch of things and then die. You know, like they gather things and then they hoard them and then that's it. You know, they really do. The soul does cry out for more.
Exactly. That's what the thing is. And when we can help people to listen to that, but we don't have the tools or the education for that. We're born as this kind of blank slate, and then we take our cues from the environment around us, which is telling us that we're not okay and that we need to get this thing or some more money or some more status or bigger muscles or bigger tits or something like this. And then we'll be okay. But enough people do that and they start to feel like this nagging doubt that, well, this still isn't quite it. And maybe that's when people start coming to these events and start looking beyond that to see, what was my soul crying out for? What are these seeds inside of me that want to grow? There's something, there's a voice there if we stop and listen.
Right. And I want to say one thing here to something that you said, which is sometimes people just come to our events because they think they're going to get better sex. And I don't care if sex is the portal. Like, to me, whatever gets them there is what gets them there. If that's the motivator, like, oh, good, I'm going to have better sex, banging sex, great. Come and find out that we're not just talking about that. We're talking about like an entire whole new way of life.
Yeah.
And if that's what got you there, great. There's no shame in that. Like, I want everyone to have better sex. So
it's a good byproduct.
Yeah, it is. It's a good byproduct. And in the transpersonal, it's so much more fulfilling than taking every little thing personally, really. So it's great. Well, we're going to take another break here. And when we come back, we're going to talk about the actual festivals. What's coming up on your horizon, and then what you're planning, so that people can start following you, knowing where to find you, and find out where you're cooking things up as little volcanoes on the planet. So we'll be right back. This is Laurie Handlers. You're listening to Sex and Happiness, and I'm with James Stevenson. And you want to listen up now, because you're going to find out what he's got in the blender. We'll be right back. As a sex and happiness coach, I understand that increased sexual participation intensifies sexual responsiveness and desire, as well as overall health and well-being. My experience with a Sibian has personally increased my sexual response, and I can now train women to use this machine to have peak orgasms as often as possible. I strongly believe this will add to their health and well-being, whether they have a partner or not. The beauty and the miracle of the human body is that it adapts and changes much more rapidly than people change their beliefs or their opinions. The Sibian can make any woman's body more resilient with each peak orgasm. Sibian is an amazing experience, often described as the Lamborghini of sex toys. If you're a woman and you can get yourself to look at Sibian, you should do so. It won't take away from your partner. It will only add. Trust me on this. I love my Sibian. Go to Sibian.com. That's Sibian.com. Or call 1-800-253-6135. That's 800-253-6135. And say Laurie Handlers told you about Sibian. And by the way, if you do have a partner, ask about Venus for Men. That's Venus, V-E-N-U-S, for Men.
Many times on Sex and Happiness, you've heard Laurie talk about emotional release and how important it is. Well, now you can do emotional release in the privacy of your own home. In Lori's CD, Shamanic Release and Lottie Hahn, she creates a safe and sacred space in which you can do the powerful work Lori is known for in her sacred sexuality courses. Lori sets you up with the proper positioning and breathing. Then she guides you through each emotional state to the beat of tribal African rhythms. This CD provides an easy way to do emotional clearing work on a regular basis. Order your copy of Shamanic Release and Lottie Hahn today and watch your relationships walk free of emotional baggage. To order the Shamanic Release and Lottie Hahn CD by Lori Handlers, go to www.butterflyworkshops.com right now.
Do you want to deepen your intimacy while being on the perfect vacation? I'm talking about an all-inclusive vacation with a nude beach, a prude beach, and an exceptional nightlife and plenty of entertainment. In really fun classes every day, I will take you deeper and deeper into couples sensuality, into intimacy, and enhanced communication as the week progresses. I also will offer private or semi-private sessions by appointment. I'll offer sessions in sex magic, G-spot stimulation, female ejaculation, and men's ejaculation choice. When?
October 14th to the 21st, 2017.
Where? Hedonism 2 Resort in Negril, Jamaica. For more information or to book your room, call Tom's Trips at 800-285-0853. That's 800-285-0853. Please book now. I can't wait to be with you in Jamaica.
You're listening to Sex and Happiness. I'm Lori Handlers, your host, and I've been interviewing James Stevenson. And we've been talking about really the evolution of consciousness and how all these pieces fit together and how people are really longing for something more in their lifetime. And so now we're going to talk about how you can participate. How, if you're hearing this for the first time and we don't know where you are, you could be worldwide anywhere. This show goes out all over the world in terms of the internet. So wherever you are, there could be something, or there could be something nearby worth traveling to. So James, tell us what you got cooked up, really, like more immediately and then in far into the future. Where do you see things for your creations, for your festivals?
Right. Well, I think the most, the one coming soonest is the California Tantra Festival. And, that's a real passion of mine because, as I say, it's this weave that we're trying to, create there in California. And in America, we did the first ever Tantra Festival in America last year in the mainland. And, it was powerful. It was powerful enough that it actually set on fire.
That was when that famous resort burned down.
We were in that famous resort at the time, holding our Tantra Festival, and the amazing thing that happened in that one—that was the first Tantra Festival. We did this incredible ceremony to call on the elements and to bring that up and to allow whatever wanted to emerge in this space to happen. And so the next day we start to see fire coming down the hill, and we had to evacuate the whole festival, actually. And we moved the entire festival into a campsite, kind of about an hour south, with nearly all the participants, with Margot and Anne teaching there in the woodlands. And we survived. And it was incredible because it created such an intimacy. So we're setting things on fire. Hopefully not our festival this year.
I hope not. I'm a very fiery person, so I mean, if it happens, I can understand. I'm a double fire sign.
Okay, we're gonna wrap you in tinfoil then.
So the dates of the California Tantra Festival, when is that and where is that and how can people find that?
So that's it's from the 15th to the 18th September. It's going to be in a place called Camp High Sierra, which is near Dunlap, in California. It's kind of on the edge of the Sierra Nevada Mountains and Sequoia National Park, as I understand. And, You can find that on www.tantra-festival.com. We've got amazing teachers, including yourself, Laurie.
Yeah, I feel really good. I'm like a headliner there.
Right.
It's exciting for me. No, it's very exciting for me. I mean, thank you for inviting me, and I'm very excited to be there, you know. And some of my dearest friends will be there with me, including you.
It's going to be beautiful, and this one I see is it's kind of a gathering of the tribe. So we've got incredible teachers, as I said, but I know some of the participants who are coming are teachers in their own rights. There's so many people from the field taking this opportunity to gather, because when else do we get the chance to come and all meet together and see who the faces are that are representing this
right
in California, in the States? So it's that's an exciting gathering of the tribe. That's what I'm calling that one.
And then we have... Then, I don't know, do you have anything right after that? In November, we have a festival in New Delhi, India, yeah?
I've got about six events in India at that time, but you're going to be there with me at the Tantra Festival there. That's in its fourth year now, and that's probably one of the more spiritual events. It's incredible. As well as these great Tantra teachers, we also have these mystics that come. They're known as the Baal mystics, and they come from steeped in this wisdom tradition that had to go underground and emerge out through musicians. So all the tantric wisdom and knowledge is kind of permeated through their songs. So if you know how to listen and how to understand, and if you don't, it doesn't matter, because they'll affect you vibrationally. And yeah, so that's going to be a really beautiful one. That's, if I remember, that's from the 18th to the 23rd of November in Delhi in an eco village. And I'll give you the web address for that. That's www.tantra-india.com.
I have the 18th. What did you say? The 18th to the what?
To the 23rd November.
Yeah, that's what I have. I have that too. By the way, that's right around my birthday. So like that following weekend, we'll be celebrating together.
Oh, fantastic. Fantastic. And there's beautiful things there. We've got a tour to the Tantra temple. So the source of Tantra is from India and around that region. So we're doing a tour there to Khajuraho. We've got Osho's personal tour guide is part of that. And he reveals all these tantric secrets and the parts of the temple that you see beyond just the beautiful carvings, but actually what the messages are that are written into those walls, and the whole story of Tantra can be seen if you know where to look. So we'll be doing some amazing stuff there. And then you're joining us again for, we have the first ever ISTA conference in India, I think in Asia, actually.
Yes, in all of Asia, that's true.
Yeah, so this is a beautiful way to seed ISTA into that region. And we've got yourself and Andrew Barnes and other people. Other big names from the ISTA field are gathering there, and I think that's from the 9th to the 11th of November, of December. And that, again, is in this place, Zorba the Buddha, this eco-village just outside of Delhi, and that leads straight into an ISTA Level 1, the first one in India, once more. And all these things can be found on the tantra-india.com. Website.
And my listeners are very familiar. I mean, my listeners are pretty familiar with the ISTA Level 1 because I've interviewed many ISTA trainers and we've talked about it a lot, and I always have a running commercial about joining us in ISTA, so they're pretty familiar with that. So that'd be great. If you want to join us and you've never gone to India, you know India is like my favorite place, so join me for sure. Join James for sure, and Andrew, and all anybody else. We have Benoy, who is Indian, and he's co-organizing some of this. And a lot of people are coming. Like, people are writing to me like crazy on Facebook and saying, I want to come to India. So if you've never come to India, come to India. Come to this amazing set of conferences and festivals that are happening there. And if not, come to California. And then what do you got cooked up for 2017?
Well, I'll be doing all these things again, but I'll be, one of my passions now is actually running vision quests. So I'm going to be taking people out into nature, into the land, to meet the real teacher, which is just nature herself. It's when you allow people to come into silence and just without any distractions, the mobile phone, all the planning we've got, all the Facebook, and you let go of all that. You let go of food. You don't eat. We put people out on one spot on a piece of land for 4 days and four nights with no foods, and they just have to drink from Mother Nature. And that's one of the most beautiful things I know, because there's no ego in Mother Nature. There's no traditions. There's no philosophy. It just purely reflects yourself back at you, so you can see who you are and what you're to become. So that's one of the passions of mine. From May, I'll be running a series of those, probably in the UK, maybe some other countries. And then we'll be doing, the festival season starts again. We'll be having a biodanza one in Ibiza. There'll be the California Tantra Festival again. We'll probably do, we're just talking about doing an ISTA training in Esalen. I would love to do that with you, Laurie. So we're planting that seed at the moment. and then again, there'll be a whole series of things in India. So you can find out all of these things on www.awakenaslove.com. There's a calendar, and it just says all the things that I'm got passion for and that I'm involved in on the planet.
You know, this Esalen thing, I'm just letting you know that I'm so interested in that. I'm going to do sex magic around that. I'm going to make sure that happens. I proposed a number of programs to Esalen over the years, and none of them were accepted. Maybe they were too similar to programs they already had or whatever. I don't know. But I really want to teach at Esalen. So I'm going to take matters into my own hands about that.
So quite literally.
That's exactly right. I'm going to do sex magic and have my orgasms pointed towards teaching at Esalen. I mean, I have other projects that I do magic around, but that's going to be added into to my agenda. So, well, James, this has been a wonderful, wonderful time with you, and we're winding down. So, is there any last thing you want to tell my listeners?
Oh, famous last words. Well, I love your interviews, Laurie. I love what you're offering on the planet. So I'd just say to stay tuned to you, because you're a real source of inspiration. You attract people who are on that same vibration as you. So I know that whatever it is you're doing, you're finding the cutting edge people and the people who have got a lot of juice and passion. So I'm a believer and I'm a follower of yours. I will continue to be so.
Thank you, James. That's so sweet. I didn't think you were going to end the show that way, but thank you, thank you, thank you. So everybody, thank you for being my listeners today. I really appreciate you for listening to us. James, I adore you, and I can't wait to see you in California. And I hope that everybody listening, or a lot of people listening, choose to join us. And next time, my guest is going to be an amazing woman who just invented, she and her daughter just invented a device that cleans sex toys. And how they came up with this, and a mother-daughter team, they're kind of a little crazy and fun. And how they came up with this is amazing, and how it cast them into a whole industry and genre of products and things that they had no idea about, like, and what's happened to them since they got into the adjunct sex toy business. It's so funny, and they are so fun. So stay tuned next time to hear about this. And also, if you're somebody who has sex toys and you want to make sure they're clean, then you want to hear the show. So that's who I'll be having as my guests next time. So this is Laurie Handler signing off for Sex and Happiness. Thank you so much. for being here with us.
Thank you for joining us today for Sex and Happiness. To learn more about Lori and her work, please go to butterflyworkshops.com or follow her on Twitter or Facebook. You can send her an email at sexandhappiness@gmail.com. We'll see you again right here next week for another edition of Sex and Happiness. Oh.